superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
How about them Cowboys?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What you don't have is a fourth Lombardi trophy. How bad do you want it, Jerry Jones?
Available now on the Rich Eisen Show app.
I did ask the man upstairs when I got the third one. I said, if you'll give me this one, I'll never ask again. I'm going to retrade that deal.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Still to come.
Actor Paul Rudd, co-host of Good Morning Football. Kyle Brandt, Super Bowl defensive back, Aqib Talib. Plus, actor Lamorne Morris. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on our program. We just had an interesting first hour where we gave all of our predictions for division winners of the 2020 NFL season that begins tomorrow night. With the Texans playing the defending Super Bowl champions in the Kansas City Chiefs, and Arrowhead, the home of the Chiefs. That'll be on NBC tomorrow night. Very excited for that. That also means it's the kickoff of fantasy football. By the way, Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football will be joining us in 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt, his new podcast and the Spotify and Ringer. And one of the guests of that podcast is first up right here on hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show, in a tradition unlike any other, for a third consecutive year, helping us choose from a list of phrases and words that I don't understand sometimes come out of my mouth, but Chris Brockman writes down as potential future fantasy team names. There's a list of like, what, 20 or 30 on your
own? Oh, man, I've got two pages full.
But we weeded it down to a final eight, an elite eight, if you will. For our next guest, who once again, for a third consecutive year, help us name our fantasy team, actor and noted fantasy football expert Paul Rudd, friend of the program. How are you, Paul?
Rich, thank you for calling me a fantasy football expert. If I was a fantasy football expert, I might have won one of these things after playing it for so many years, but I appreciate it.
Well, let's go over your bona fides
and,
here, Paul.
I'm so excited. What?
Let's go over your let's go over your fantasy bona fides here, which might actually be a good fantasy team name. Your resume here. How many teams are you in this year, Paul? How many are you in this year?
Too many. Too many. I every year I do this. I only ever really want to be in one to two teams.
Yes.
Two leagues, right?
Yes.
But I have been in one forever. And then another one, we did an auction, and I've been in that one forever. And so those are both, like, you know, big deals. But then there's, like, a charity league, and I can't pass that up because it's, you know, it's for a great cause.
Yes.
And then I got wrote – and then – so I'm in five.
Wow, Paul.
Yeah.
Five. That is too many.
It's terrible, and I don't like – by the way, when you're in five leagues, you don't even enjoy it because – and, you know, inevitably, whoever you're playing, is you're also playing against in another league.
I know.
So
and then you got to
kind of evens it all out.
I know. So sometimes you got to declutter. You know what I'm saying? You've got to declutter, but you just can't.
I'm a hoarder.
You can't.
What fantasy hoarder.
Can you tell us your team names? Can you rattle them off right now? It's like asking Antonio Cromartie to name all of his children a few years ago right now. But
I can. But, I think, yeah, you know what? I think I can.
Okay. What do you got?
One of them is Tears of Elegance.
Okay.
Another is Sounds and Smells.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Sounds and Smells. I like it.
Sounds and Smells. One of them is a Floral Moment.
A Floral Moment. And, okay.
Yeah, a Floral Moment. I think a little bit like you guys, sometimes you'll say something and then you'll remember it and write it down.
Yes.
One time, months ago, this was months ago in lockdown when I was just watching so many of these home shows, home improvement shows, and they actually had a designer walking through this house, and he pointed to kind of a little, you know, like a little cubby hole, like a little area set back.
Yes.
And he said, this is a wonderful place for some floral moments. A floral moment. And I hated him. I hated him so much. And I hated that so much. That what? It doesn't even mean any floral moments.
But you wrote it down.
I hated
it so
much that it burned into my brain. I said, I'm just going to have to name the fantasy team.
So you made a mental note.
I made it singular.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So those are your three. That's three. You got two more?
So that's one of them. Yeah. Another one is, Anhedonia.
Anhedonia. Okay, that sounds very highfalutin. Yeah. Okay, I like that.
It's a genuine condition, which is it's the inability to feel pleasure.
That was the original title of Annie Hall, right, Paul?
That's right.
Okay,
you're absolutely right.
Okay, very good.
Wow.
How about that? Look at me pulling things out. I'm a cinephile. I'm a cinephile.
Not too shabby, Rich.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
And then, then.
There's a fifth one. It's okay.
I have to change. I got one more, and I gotta change the name because
is it Dench? Is it named after?
It was PFRT, which is just that sound. kind of like a fart sound. But and I've had that a few times, and maybe I'll just keep it because if you're really trying to think of five new team names, Look, I know we all have a little more time on our hands these days, but that's just kind of sad. I'm a man.
Okay.
I'm like a past middle-aged man. Why do I even do this?
I understand, but because you love it, you can't quit it. So, Paul Rudd, you've just perfectly, I guess, if you will, put out there for all of us to. You're the perfect man for this job, and every year we have come up with a list. It takes an entire year to compile them. We have eight names that are up there. I would like to go one by one. You can take them in eventually, all of them in. If you want to comment at some point, you can hold your applause to the end. It just depends on how you'd like to do it. But you could go ahead and tell me what you think, and then eventually we'll ask you to choose one from our fantasy team name. Does that work for you, please?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Here we go. First up for Paul Rudd to choose here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is Gene Steratore's index card. I think it's self-explanatory, mm-hmm. but if you recall, he used that index card to measure to see if whether it's a first down or not. That's what we've got right there. That's number one.
Right. I like it. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the classic joke where the punchline is Kermit the Frog's index finger. But I don't need to tell you the joke.
Well, here's another one from draft night in Tennessee with the craziness behind Mike Vrabel as he was drafting for the Tennessee Titans. Vrabel's Blue Man Group Circus. What do you think of this one? Is it long? Is it too wordy? What do you think?
I think it's too wordy. I think you should lose circus.
Okay.
And it should just be Mike Vrabel's Blue Man Group.
Okay. I think that does workshop it a little bit.
A cleaner ring to it.
Okay. Here's a third one. I think this was based on the fact that he likes changing quarterbacks. Is that what it was, Chris? Is that the context?
So. Yeah, I believe so.
Itchy Gruden Trigger Finger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll place that one aside. Okay.
16-0, man.
Thank you very much. I like that. next one was based on, I think, what was this, the Patriots?
Because Brady and Gronk leaving.
Oh, Brady and Gronk leaving. Yeah, sad-faced Sully and Fitz.
Okay.
I'm appealing to your Kansas City love and Patriot dislike. Here's another one.
I just see the face. Yeah. Because one of the funnier things in life is when people, like real passionate fans, older guys,
okay,
paint their face and they're way into, you know, just so into it, and then their team loses a big game and they always cut to the really dejected fan that's in face paint.
By the way, you might not be looking at a screen right now, but it's not an older guy, but it's definitely somebody who's face painted looking dejected. And also, this adds an extra a bit of elan, a little panache to it. He does look like he's totally hammered and red-eyed, okay? So now he's going to have a bad come-down from his drunk.
Tears.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm not looking at a screen. I'm not watching the show, Rich.
You nailed it, though.
I can picture it in my mind.
All right, so we're half...
And it's making me laugh.
We're halfway home here. Based on his recent Instagram post where he bought mini cows, Jay Cutler's mini cow bubble... Because he's quarantining with mini cows.
He is. He's got like real cows, like real miniature cows.
Real miniature cows that he's posing with on our screen right now. Jay Cutler's mini cow bubble.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Three more to go, and I think we're going to finish up strong here. What inspired Whirlpool of Despair, Chris? Do we remember Whirlpool of Despair?
No idea.
But it's kind of, it sounds
Very
like
funny.
It's up your alley here, Paul. I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I do like that. It's got a little bit of an anhedonia thing to it, which appeals to my own disposition.
It does? Okay.
And as you can tell, Rich, clearly from my other team names in the past, I like just arcane statements that don't have much to do with sports.
Whirlpool of despair.
Teams or players or people involved.
Or just grand dames of theater and screen and a stage. Dench! Exclamation
point. That's right. You're referring to one of my old names for my keeper league, Dench.
Exclamation point, right, Paul?
Dench with the exclamation point.
Yes.
The one thing I liked about Dench was the exclamation. Only team name I ever had that had an exclamation point in it.
How did it Dench. Do? How did it do? How did Dench do?
You know what? Did pretty well, actually. I mean, I didn't win. I think I came in second that year. Unlike Dame Judi Dench, who comes in first every year in our hearts. He's one of the coolest, most talented people on the planet, right?
All right, here are the last two. Here are the last two, Paul. Let's finish up.
Not with cats. Go ahead.
Let's finish up strong. First cup of Garoppolo. I don't understand where that came from, but you wrote it down. First cup of Garoppolo.
I think that's not too bad, actually.
Okay.
That's, you know, there's something kind of fun about it.
Okay. All right. First cup of Garoppolo is a possibility.
It's cute.
Okay. Here's the last one. And this might be, I don't want to influence, but this might be the winner. I just don't know, but this might be the winner. This was based, inspired off of my kids becoming addicted to Holy Moly, which I said the reason why they love it is, you know, obviously golf, mini golf mixed up with a lot of physical comedy. The hilarity of Rob Riggle. And there's also a little shot of Tessitore, and that's the name, Little Shot of Tessitore. What do you think, Paul?
Little Shot of Tessitore. Ah, that's pretty good, too. I like it. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's fun. He's involved in sports, but he's a little bit, you know, he's not one of the players. I think that there's something nice about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pretty solid ones in there. There's some that I think are easily disposable.
So which one would you choose,
know,
Paul?
I've had two names. I've had two names for teams.
Okay.
I tend not to go toward the players. I know a lot of people do, and we've chosen some of those in the past.
Nice.
I've had two teams in all of my fantasy sports leagues that have had players involved. One was in baseball many years ago, and he was on my team, and so the name of my team was Cuckoo for Cocoa Crisp. And then last year,
that's a good one.
I believe it was last year, 2 years ago, I had the name of my team was Carry On My Wayward Johnson.
That's a round of applause.
Those are the only two teams I've ever had that had players involved.
Yes.
And they both did poorly.
Okay. Not as well as Dench or Dench.
So if you know my sweet spot, Rich, you know what I like.
Okay.
And so I am going all in.
Yes.
On Whirlpool of Despair.
Whirlpool of Despair. Paul Rudd has christened our team name. First time he did it, it was the touch of the Vermeil. We won it all. Last year, Manspread Centerpiece, we finished DFL, but his Chiefs and Andy Reid finished first overall. Whirlpool of Despair is going to win this.
Yeah.
Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, very
baby.
Good.
Come on,
we're
thank you, Paul.
We're making it up this year. We're going Whirlpool of Despair.
There you go. I don't even remember why that came up with that.
Me neither.
We have no.
Probably something pandemic quarantine related.
It might have been when I talked about my ex-wife or my marriage.
It was a whirlpool.
Because that was a whirlpool of despair.
It could have been that too. All right, very good. I love a floral. What was it again? A floral what that you got from like HGTV?
A floral moment.
This segment is kind of a floral moment.
I think I screamed at the TV. You mean flowers? Pretentious.
Oh, man. Well, all right, Paul. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time and the friendship. And, of course, again, the good luck that you have christened our team, Whirlpool of Despair. Thank you, sir.
Of course. Good luck to you. Good luck to your season. Tell Kyle Brandt I said hello.
You got it. He's coming up next. You the man. That's Paul Rudd, who I adore. America adores Paul Rudd. Who doesn't love Paul Rudd? I got to tell you, a little part of me was hoping for a little shot of Tessitore.
You liked the picture looked great.
The picture, by the way.
Picture,
that is out of all guys, of the eight.
Yeah.
Putting the Photoshop Hoskins of Tess's face in the shot glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic. Even with the
by the way, could have had a late ad of Kermit the Frog's index finger. I don't know what that, if that's the punchline, I don't know what the setup is.
That's also pretty good.
The setup or the punchline?
But we're going to go with Whirlpool
of Despair.
We're doing
and
it.
We know, we now know what, we're let's, we'll take the screen grab and put that on our avatar.
We're going to make it all.
Look at that.
We're gonna fix it. I'm going to do it right now.
All right, Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football and 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt is coming up next.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Buy tickets now for Modern Drummer Festival 2020, streaming on Live by Live, Saturday, September 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Catch performances from more than 30 of the world's best drummers, including Chad Smith of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters, Mike Portnoy, Cindy Blackman Santana, and many more. Plus, a special tribute to drumming legend Neil Peart. All proceeds benefit brain tumor research at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in honor of Neil Peart. Get your tickets today at livexlive.com/moderndrummer and tune in September 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Live by Live.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Kyle Brandt is calling in shortly. NBCSN will be rejoining us in a moment here. Oh, my gosh. Paul Rudd is as funny as it comes. Oh, by the way, and tonight he voices America's Game.
a double dip of NFL films greatness tonight.
No matter who wins, whatever team, the America's game is must watch before every NFL.
And again, they have it's all about it's a big slick Wednesday on the Rich Eisen show. On NFL Network. Paul Rudd voices America's game, and Andy Reid times yours, which is Andy Reid recounting moments from the Super Bowl, and the run is voiced by Eric Stonestreet.
Oh, far out.
And who, by the way, is his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Stonestreet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, awesome. That's cool they started doing that. They started doing the do your job ones for the Patriots the last couple of years. And so
I don't know if this is a moment. I have not seen an advanced copy of Andy Reid times yours, but clearly the elliptical's yours. And
lamps. The lights, the fixtures.
The draft setup.
I mean, that was.
Oh, my word.
Those were so
the
good.
The best. I can't get enough of those draft setups.
Still. Those were amazing.
That's why, again, the 2020 Arizona Cardinals team motto is fires lit. Right? Isn't that what it is? The fire's lit. Kyle Brandt coming up in a second. We're back on the quadcast. We're all one big quadcast family. NBCSN is back from break. We come back a couple minutes earlier on the Peacock stream, SiriusXM, Terrestrial Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We're all together now. We just had a blast with Paul Rudd. Oh, my gosh. Who for third straight year is helping us name our fantasy team name in the Alice in Chains Celebrity Fantasy Football League that Jerry Cantrell runs. 2 years ago, he gave us the approval of using Touch of the Vermeil, which is what you get when you get misty. You get a touch of the Vermeil. We knew that was a no-brainer for Paul Rudd being a Chiefs fan.
We set it up.
It was like, and then last year, Andy Reid showing up in the middle of the coach's photo in the front row with his very pale legs coming out of shorts too short for him to wear. And sticking one leg here and one leg there and just saying, forget about time's yours. This space is mine. I am a man-spread centerpiece. Paul Rudd said, do it. We finished in DFL, but his Chiefs and Andy Reid had the best year ever. This year, he chose Whirlpool of Despair over Little Shot of Tessitore, which was an upset around here. But Paul Rudd chose that. Paul Rudd, one of the recent guests of my next guest, has been kind enough to join us every single Wednesday during out this football season. The same day the new episode of 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt comes out. Paul Rudd was a guest a couple of weeks ago. And he said hello. Say hi to Kyle as he said goodbye. And we say hello to Kyle Brandt, whose guest is Guy Fieri this week. How are you, Kyle Brandt?
I'm good, Rich, but nobody wants to follow Paul Rudd.
Well, you know what?
Nobody. It's like going in the dunk contest after Vince Carter. He's the greatest guest and greatest guy. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you could just be Kyle Brandt. That's it.
Yeah.
Just be the best Kyle Brandt you can be. Take it one question at a time and hope for the best.
How are you, my man? Happy football eve.
Happy football eve,
right,
man?
Can you believe it?
I mean, look, our show took a hiatus. Yours took a little bit of a hiatus during the summer. For a show like yours to have actual football to talk about, my gosh, it's like a Christmas present, isn't it? It's the best.
It's manna from heaven. It's unbelievable. And you know what? It's so much. It's in a way, it's better this year, and I'll tell you why. We didn't get any little preseason appetizer, a few buffalo wings, potato skins. No. We've been crawling through the desert for 221 days.
This is correct.
Since the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And the first thing we get right to regular season, prime ribeye steak shoved right in our mouth, Pat Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. I'm so ready and so excited. Football in bulk, Rich, as you like to say.
It is football in bulk coming up this week. And in terms of, you know, filet mignon, both guys can buy, and they can also buy the seafood tower as well. I mean, they can do well
for
us, these two guys. They got the bag, and they are ready to roll, and I can't wait. And it is how does a Bears fan describe this matchup, Kyle? Huh?
Bears and the Lions on Sunday anyway. But you're right. It's the
Ryan Pace Bowl.
And yet, Rich,
it's the Bears.
How dare you? That's in the past. Vince is starting again.
Yes.
I've always said that these Bears fans are if you're still crying over it, it's the person who goes on Facebook and looks up his ex-girlfriend from college and he should have gone out with her and he should have popped the question and he didn't. And yet, yeah, we'll see how Mitch does against the Lions on Sunday, if he makes it through the game. And if he doesn't, then we'll cry some more.
Okay. But we knew it. I mean, you knew it, right? They weren't going to go in Foles' direction. It was Trubisky all along, right? I mean, you know, it was Mitch the entire time, you know?
I think it was, especially when they – listen, you can't overestimate the role that COVID played in that thing. And I really mean that, because that competition – the Foles-Trubisky thing was supposed to be settled on the field.
Yes.
Nagy was out in front. They're going to play. And if there was any asset that Nick Foles had in this competition, it's clutch time. It's game time. I've never really blown people away in practice or in training camp. And, man, you take me off the bench and put me in a big spot, I'll get a statue. And he didn't get to do that. He didn't get to play at all. I feel like he didn't get a fair shot at it. So it's Trubisky. And as Bears fans, we'll tell you, Mitch Trubisky plays the Matt Patricia Lions. Something happens and he turns into Joe Montana. He's unbelievable against the Lions. It's like 9 touchdowns, 1 pick. He wins. He runs. He is great. It's the other 30 teams that he has a problem with. But Lions, we're good.
Kyle Brandt here on the Rich Eisen Show and on Good Morning Football this very a.m. You're predicting the MVP award to go to. I saw this. Go for it. Fill in that blank.
Young man named Rain Dakota Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys, number 4. He's their starting quarterback. I came out today. We do our jersey. We are our MVP reveals with jerseys.
Yes, sir.
We put on a dark sweatshirt, and then we bust them off like we're in the Thunder Down Under and take them off, and we got jerseys on. And let's see. Well, Burleson went Lamar back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Schrager went Deshaun Watson, which – Rich, if I'm being honest, I would really like to see that.
Sure.
Because the hat trick of Mahomes and Lamar and Watson lining up MVPs, those are our three amigos for the next 12 to 15 years.
You are correct, sir.
I would love to see that.
Yep.
Kay Adams went Russell Wilson, who, as we know, has never even received a vote for MVP. And then I went Dak. I think you need a couple things in this era after winning MVP. You got to get to the playoffs. And you have to have some sort of crazy astronomical statistic. We're coming off 2 seasons where Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns to win it, and Lamar broke the laws of physics statistically. I think Dak could throw for 5,500 yards with that lineup. I really do. I looked it up. The last trio of receivers who have had 1,000 yards each, 3,000-yard receivers, it was the 2008 Cardinals with Kurt Warner, and it was Anquan, it was Larry Fitz, and it was your guy from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Steve Breston, mm-hmm. as the third guy. And I think Dallas could be the next team to do that.
Well, I mean, that was Michael Irvin on the season preview show, his bold prediction. He said that mm-hmm. there was going to be 3,000-yard receivers and also a rusher for 1,000 yards as well. And he said 2 would go for over 1,500. I mean, the Cowboy optimism is through the roof right now. And I don't know if it really is the fact that Jason Garrett isn't the coach there anymore, and I just don't know if that truly is enough. I can't wait to see it all play out. It's going to be a 16-part drama, as it always is, but for Dak to win it, to win the MVP, mm-hmm. he is going to have to win not only, I think, 13 games. He can't mm-hmm. be 12-4 and win the MVP. And he's going to have to outperform my MVP, which is going to be Mahomes again. I think Mahomes mm. is going to win the MVP again, coming off of his Super Bowl MVP. I'm going to just preview my Super Bowl pick. I don't have the Chiefs to win it all again, so I'm not going to go all in on that because that is so difficult to do. But I think Mahomes is going to have such a tremendous regular season for continuity's sake and the fact that he doesn't really have to practice. Sometimes he didn't have to even look at his receivers to connect with them. I think he's the MVP again this year.
I think it's beautiful. The only thing that would fly in the face of that in the eyes of some, Rich, is there is a hysteria, a real hysteria for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, their rookie running back out of LSU, who has never had an NFL carry, but is being taken first overall in some fantasy drafts. They're saying 20 touchdowns, 25 touchdowns. This guy's going to be astronomical. It's a lot. It's a lot of hype for that. But isn't that just another cog in that Mahomes machine? Because you hear that the Helaire kid, he can catch as well as he can run anyway. And Mahomes is just there flicking it to Mecole and Tyreek and Kelsey. And I think it starts tomorrow night. We asked the question today, you know, how do you beat this Chiefs team? I've said from the get-go, you can't beat Mahomes in a shootout. It's just not going to happen. It just becomes a game of horse for him. You look at the games that he's been beaten down a little bit, you got to keep him at 24, 23 points like the Niners had him in the Super Bowl. If you want to get in the track meet with Mahomes, he is the Usain Bolt of quarterbacks. And, Rich, I know you know that because you've mm-hmm. raced Usain Bolt.
Very yes. well done, Kyle.
Yes, I did, Kyle. Well yes, he stuck the landing, to use an Olympics phrase as well. Kyle Brandt here. on the Rich Eisen show. Who do you have winning the NFC, though? So if Dak's your MVP, do you have the Cowboys winning the NFC?
I don't, because as we know, the MVP is a regular season award. I'm on it, Rich. I'm on the bottle rocket. It's strapped to my. I'm riding over the waves. I'm on the Tampa Bay.
Yes, Kyle. Come in the water, fine, Kyle.
Come on down.
I'm figure out how it's not going to work. I can't figure it out. Are you on this bottle rocket? I think
oh,
you are.
Oh my gosh, Kyle.
You better believe it.
Oh my gosh, am I on it? I said earlier, just to bring you up to speed in case you were not taking in the quadcast. Best offensive group Brady's ever had, which got New England Chris over there a little bit with his 2007 britches on, you know, and I think it's the best offensive group he's ever had. I know you like the good pop culture reference. The last time we saw aging people find a fountain of youth together in Florida was Cocoon. I think this is the football version of Cocoon. I think Arians and Brady together are going to be a dynamite combination. The youngsters like Godwin and Evans and Fournette are going to be kind of like the glowing rocks. I don't know who the Gutenberg is in this. I don't know.
I'm
going to leave that up to you, who the Steve Gutenberg is in all this. But but defense, too. Everybody's obviously focused on Brady. Defense alone, with half the number of interceptions that Jameis is going to have, even half, which I don't think Brady's going to even come close to half, 15 interceptions. That alone will make the defense better. Last year, their run defense was phenomenal. Their pass defense was susceptible. I think they will have a better season. Bowles will have a better season. I think they're all – I'm all in.
Kyle. Yeah, I love it. I love it, Rich. And the defense, my colleague Peter Schrager has a beautiful football mind. His choice for defensive player of the year is Devin White, the linebacker, who he just is doing backflips for. I just think it's funny that in the deep metaphorical world of the Rich Eisen show, we have now arrived at a place where I think – Gisele Bündchen might be Jessica Tandy in this equation.
Yeah,
is that right?
I think that might be
in the remake.
Right in the remake. We're trying to connect dots here. I mean, that makes Tom Brady the Hume Cronin.
Definitely Hume Cronin.
All right,
and I think Arians. You know, he's the Brimley, I think.
Whoever looks older than he really is the Wilford Brimley, as we all understand. That's
right.
We got to go.
I feel like Wilford Brimley was the same age my entire life, and from the second I was born, I saw him in our house, and then from the very very end, looked exactly the same. That's a rare talent.
May he rest in peace, Wilford Brimley. Yeah. I am currently the age that Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon. I'm at the I'm at the Cocoon line of life, sir. I'm 51 years old. That's how old
and
he was.
Brimley looks like he could be your grandfather in
Cocoon.
Dude, can you imagine? Different movie altogether. Cocoon.
Right? Could you imagine that he was 51 years old when he shot Cocoon and looked like that? And everybody else, Jack Gilford, Hume Cronin, name them all.
Yeah.
They were all literally that age. They're Don Amici. You know, they were all literally that age. I mean, deep in the Cocoon wormhole right now. With Kyle Brandt on the Rich Eisen show,
and I like it.
But and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are what launched me into it, man. I am particularly keen on them. So, who's your Super Bowl pick for Super Bowl 55?
I think it's wild because you and I are both imagining Tom Brady and Gronkowski and Arians playing in their home stadium for the Tampa Super Bowl and the cannons and the Jolly Roger and all that, and yet. I think the Tampa Bay Bucs are going to lose the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to lose it in their home field to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's my pick.
Whoa.
I'm going with the Steelers, which is equal parts solid. You love the defense. You love the pedigree. You love the coach. And then equal parts risk. I'm betting on a bearded, slimmed-up Ben Roethlisberger that his arm is not going to fall off halfway through the season. I believe in it, and I hope they get enough offense. That's my only concern, but I think this is the year for them. I'm putting myself out there. It's not a real popular pick. I could say Chiefs. I could say Ravens. I think the Steelers are going to win the AFC North. I think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, you know, Ben won the Super Bowl in that stadium. You're aware of that, right? That's where he threw the – that's where Santonio Holmes dotted the end of the –
That's right back where it started. That's beautiful. So okay.
You did not even know that, huh?
Yeah.
So I just helped workshop it into a better, you know, pick that that there's a storyline, that the football storyline gods are saying, let's get Tomlin another one in the spot where he won. That's what you're saying.
So we would have a game where the quarterback playing in his home stadium versus the quarterback who won his last Super Bowl in that stadium. Rich, let's do it. We need to make this happen. Brady versus Roethlisberger is awesome.
Brady versus Roethlisberger once again, because the football gods can't quit that matchup.
Mm-mm.
That's a tall order, though, sir. I mean, the Ravens are really good. They are really, really good. So you have the Steelers as a wild card or winning the AFC North to get there?
Oh, no. I got them winning it straight out.
So that means are you choosing T.J. Watt as defensive player of the year?
Defensive player of the year, guys. And Roethlisberger, I don't know. Okay. It's a risk. We asked the question today, who do you trust more in week one, the Giants offense or the Steelers? And I said, no, come on. They're playing each other. I like Daniel Jones. I love Saquon. I love Jason Garrett and all that. Give me Ben. He had a year off. Looks great. Looks happy. Had the same gap year that Gronkowski had, albeit with an injury. But everybody says he looks great. He's a Hall of Fame guy. I'm taking him.
Now, I understand, Kyle, that a show like yours, just like ours, that we've got to come up with things to talk about. You know, and you're the producing core of Good Morning Football. I don't mean to impugn them at all, but that's a ridiculous question. I mean, that's a positively ridiculous question.
I think I said that on the air as well, Rich. I mean, almost every day. God bless you for saying it.
Honestly, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback who I understand was injured, but he's coming back, and there are offensive parts that he's played with before, and that they're, you know, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. You're going to take Danny Dimes, who nobody calls that, by the way. I've never met a single human being who called Daniel Jones Danny Dimes until I got, was that the New York Daily News that gave him that moniker or something like that? It's an absurd nickname, Danny Dimes. It's almost as lame as Matty Ice, but I don't really want to go down that path. That's a ridiculous question. I mean, who's James? I love Saquon, too. I feel the need to even give that caveat, but that's why you and I are lockstep here. You
know, I think Ben has one of these things, Rich. It's another movie trope, the one last job storyline, popular in Westerns. The Rooster Cogburn theory, where the old sheriff has one last thing to take care of before he rides out in the sunset. And for Ben, it's taking care of these youngsters named Lamar and Baker and Burrow, and he's going to show them how the West was won, or in this case, it would be the North. I think it's the one last job for Sheriff Roethlisberger, and I think he's up for it.
Well, then, I can't make Drew Brees like the Willie Money of Unforgiven. I mean, to come back, the old gunslinger coming back. I mean, I don't know that. We're forgetting Brees and Saints. All of us Bucks lovers are forgetting about the last ride of Drew Brees, sir.
But what's the line from the Unforgiven? A lot of people want to say, oh, you know, Drew Brees deserves another Super Bowl. The line is, look, deserves ain't got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. And if you can't take down this collection, this Tampa Bay Globetrotters team that met each other 20 minutes ago and they're going to come to the division you've won three times in a row, you don't deserve it, and deserve ain't got nothing to do with it, Hackman.
Kyle Brand here on the Rich Eisen Show. I love Guy Fieri. He's a wonderful human being, and he's your guest on this week's podcast, 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt, available from The Ringer and Spotify. Diehard Raider fan, I assume you went down that road with him.
We did, and I tried to bait him, Rich. I tried to say, now, hold on. You are a Mr. Raider, and you're a UNLV guy, too, so now they're coming to Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
You're also, though, you're the mayor of Flavortown. So how offended are you that the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback prefers ketchup on his steak?
Oh, great
And I
question.
Thought I'd teed that thing up high for him. Drive it down the fairway. And he said, no. He said, listen, in my world, ketchup, put whatever you want on your steak. The great sin for a steak is not ketchup. It's not A1. The great sin is overcooking a steak.
Yep.
If Patrick Mahomes would have said, I like my steaks well done,
out.
That's a totally different story. Go ahead and put ketchup on it. Just put quality ketchup, whatever that means. Guy was amazing. All kinds of takes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And cooking at Stallone's house is part of the conversation.
He tells this story.
This
like
is not Frank, right? Not
I'm
Frank Stallone.
The corner store. Right. He gets the invite from Sly to go to his house. Right. He ends up cooking for Sly, Arnold, Sugar Ray, the boxer, not Mark McGrath, and then the surprise guest at the end of the night, Pacino, walks in. And it's the way he tells the story, I'm not doing it justice. He says, Mr. Pacino, and Pacino was Guy's favorite actor ever. He says, Mr. Pacino, how was the food? And I kid you not, Pacino pushes back from the table, leans back in his chair and goes,
That's giving the people what they want. That's giving people what they want.
Playing the hits. That's what he does. He finishes up his pasta bolognese or whatever it was, San Martino tomato, and just ooh-ah. And it's just like, guys, like, I could walk out right there. It's amazing.
That's it.
Wow.
Oh, so good.
In my kitchen, where my children eat their breakfast. I don't know. What other Pacino line could there possibly be that you'd want to have?
Great sauce!
You got your face. All the way in.
All the way in.
You got your
pork. Oh, phenomenal. That is great. And Guy is, again, just a huge heart. Just a great person. And I couldn't be... happier that he's your guest too, man. You got some really great guests on your pod. Congrats on the first 4 or 5 weeks of it. Tyrann Mathieu, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, News Galore, and Paul Rudd, who preceded you on this show as well. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Have a great first week. We'll chat with you next week.
I love doing it, Rich. We'll see you next week. Right. Enjoy the football.
Lots of laughs, as always. An interesting thought. Food for thought. No Guy Fieri pun right there with Kyle Brandt.
Well done.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show. I mean... that is exactly what you want. Just real quick, tell this story.
Do it.
When a celebrity gives you what you want, you're not expecting it. I think I've told this story before. If I have, I apologize, but I'll tell it again. Formative comedy in my life is The Odd Couple. The film, Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon. Neil Simon was a god in my household. My parents loved Neil Simon plays. Oh, my gosh. So they loved Neil Simon plays. They introduced me to Neil Simon movies, The Sunshine Boys, which is Walter Matthau and George Burns. Just amazing. So when the TV show came out, that's all we watched. That's all I watched on Channel 11 as a kid when they used to rerun
it.
Okay, it was The Odd Couple and The Honeymooners, back to back. Oh, my gosh. So a huge fan of The Odd Couple. I had a little crashing spot on the Upper West Side when I was a single man working for ESPN and got out of Bristol, Connecticut every now and then. So I went for a run in Central Park. And I'm dripping with sweat.
Okay.
It's a summer day, and I'm dripping with absolute sweat. And who's coming walking my way in a perfect, crisp, button-down dress shirt, blue and white striped, wearing a blazer, double-breasted, perfectly buttoned on a hot day, pushing twins in a baby stroller. But Tony Randall, who played Felix Unger in The Odd Couple. To perfection, okay? And these babies were, if you recall, he had kids late in life.
Yes.
He's in his mid-70s, late-70s at this point in time. And I stopped and I just said to him, Mr. Randall, my name's Rich Eisen. I'm a huge fan. And because, you know, I always tell people. I never hold back. I never hold back.
Nope.
I just
always
go all in.
Nope.
I go all in. I'm a fan. I go all in. And I'm like, Mr. Randall, I am a huge fan of yours. And what you did as Felix Unger on The Odd Couple was formative for me. And my sense of humor is based on all of that. And I can't, you know, just I know I'm kind of a mess right now, but I just wanted to say this and stop you. And I hope I'm not bothering you too much by saying that. And he doesn't break stride with the stroller. He says, thank you, and keeps pushing it, and then turns around over his shoulder and says, but I would think you should congratulate me on my children, and kept walking. And I thought to myself, how the hell am I supposed to respond to that? And then I thought to myself, him correcting me on how to compliment him is the most Felix Unger thing he could possibly have said. And done.
That's so true.
Yeah. And that was amazing.
Gave you what you wanted.
To be corrected on how to stop and compliment a celebrity. In the same way, Guy Fieri asked Al Pacino, how'd you like my meal? He's a hoo-ha. That is what you want.
I'd take a flamethrower to that steak.
Hey, we'll take those waiting on. Hey, folks, how exciting is this? The football season is finally upon us. And this season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. I have Game Pass from the National Football League every year, and it is a perfect way for me to do my job and also just be a fan. It is amazing. When I say every single part of the football world that you can handle all in one place, it is true. And NFL Game Pass, again, is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. How cool is that? Go to NFL.com/Game Pass. To start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. GEICO.com. Back on Peacock, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are totally lit. There is some breaking NFL news on injury front as well as rostering fronts and fantasy related. And we are so here for all of it. And I do want to say here, as we're waiting for the NBCSN audience to return, I do want to say this, the fact that we are able to go down in this space is testament to the protocols that have been set up by the NFL and the NFLPA and what was agreed to and what ground the NFL gave to what the NFLPA wanted and what the NFLPA wanted and what the NFL wanted could be agreed to together. That right now that COVID testing is holding to the point where we could have a conversation like we're about to have with the week one schedule up on your screen, and we're all fired up for it. Week one is coming, and it starts on NBC tomorrow night.
Wow. Let's go.
I mean, I'm ready.
Indeed. Al's in Kansas City. I know, because I was emailing with the man during the season preview show last night.
Where does Al go get a steak in Kansas City?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I'm imagining right now, room service situation.
Wherever it is, I think I've had enough steak with him. I should know his cut. I do think that it needs to be mooing still, I think. You know?
Super rare.
And this is true. It's an everyday thing with him?
A steak? Pretty much. Well, I know that he has never had anything. He's never had a vegetable. He's never had a green vegetable in his life. That I know.
That is bananas.
And he proudly proclaims it.
That's amazing.
You know? So, there's that. Three dreaded words. Three dreaded words when you're a fantasy football player that you don't want to hear about any of the players on your team. Certainly, I mean, this real life, you don't want to hear these for the most part. But for fantasy, okay, you don't want to hear three dreaded words. The most dreaded three words for fantasy and reality is Dr. James Andrews. You do not want to hear
No.
Dr. James Andrews, three dreaded words. Thankfully, the news I'm about to tell you does not involve Dr. James Andrews. But there's two other sets of three dreaded words. When you are, say, somebody in the market for a running back and you draft one from a team thinking that this is going to be the guy, this is going to be your bell cow, this is going to be your sleeper pick, any of it. The three dreaded words are not what you want to hear from Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera. Backs by committee.
And by Sean McVay.
Sean McVay backs by committee, huh? Oof. Backs by committee.
Sean McVay's three-back committee.
Ooh, that's the three dreaded words about that. Three-back committee. So it's, what, Henderson, Cam Akers, and who's the third?
Dude? Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm Brown. Don't forget about Malcolm Brown. Yeah, don't. The backup, the Todd Gurley vulture from years ago.
Oof.
Three dreaded words if you're the owner of Todd Gurley a couple years ago. Todd Gurley vulture. And the three dreaded words, Chris Brockman. You had a choice between Chris Godwin and Mike Evans yesterday. Did you not?
I did.
For Whirlpool of Despair.
And I was definitely taking one of them.
And you chose?
Chris Godwin.
Which means we are not susceptible to the three dreaded words that were just uttered about Mike Evans. And this is a dreaded word of three words.
Mm.
A dreaded string of three words. Soft tissue injury.
Oh, no.
No. Don't want that. Day to day, game time decision also. Other ones, you know, but it's a game time decision, right? Mike Evans, soft tissue injury. Oh. Because they could be like the ones that knocked him out last season. Hamstring injury is a soft tissue injury. Core, soft tissue. For us, there's a lot of soft tissue. For somebody like him, a soft tissue injury is, that's no bueno. Game time decision, soft tissue injury. That's just a 1-2 punch of three dreaded words you don't want to have. That's what's going on right now. Oh, yeah. See, this is why you hold off to the last second.
Wait.
That's why you got to be like Braveheart making your Super Bowl picks and fantasy drafts. Hold. And you're not ready to put up those big ass pointy sticks yet.
Nope.
Whatever you call them. What are they called? Called spears.
Rich. Rich.
By the way, not a bad team name. Big ass pointy sticks.
Not bad.
Write that one down for next year.
Yeah, we could start already.
Big I like three dreaded words, too.
Oh, my God. Three dreaded words.
Three dreaded words.
Whirlpool of despair.
Up. Avatar changed.
Okay.
I've already made the moves.
Okay. Very good. The Whirlpool of Despair has been now named and avatared properly. Jeff in Detroit. It's been a while. What's up, Jeffrey?
What's going on, Unc? Hey, fellas, what's happening? Hey,
Jeff, what it do, baby?
Oh, nothing much. As I sit here and listen to you guys talk, and people were talking about the Detroit Lions giving us a little bit of love.
Hey, Brockman, it's a sleeper team.
It's too soon for me to drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, come on, Jeff.
Us Lions fans, you negative, and then, you know, we smell the Kool-Aid, and then, you know, yeah, don't taste that bad. Next thing you know, are we hoping on like a 9 or 10 win season? And another question for you, Unc.
Yes, sir.
What team after the first week is going to be crowned the Super Bowl champions? You know, it's always that one team, no matter what happens, it's like we make a referendum on that one game, and then at the end of the year, they'll be lucky to get into the playoffs.
I don't know about that. If I had to choose, but a great question, as always. If the Steelers just destroy the Giants on Monday Night Football, that would be one of them. Dallas and the Rams, I can't wait for that one. That's so big. That's another one on NBC. That's part of the double dip. How about that? Coming out of the gate with Watson, Mahomes, Texans at Chiefs, and then Cowboys at Rams.
Tampa Bay over New Orleans.
Tampa Bay, but I don't believe that they're going to peter out by the end. He's talking about that one team is just going to go crush it week one and then kind of fugazi. That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know. Just if Atlanta beats Seattle, is that it? I know that Atlanta's your sleeper team, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
How about if the Lions take care of business against Trubisky?
Right, and I'm thinking of that, too. As you know, I like Kyle Brandt and everything, but come on, man.
Jeff,
don't disrespect this.
One day your Lions will do it, and the trapdoor will not open, and you're going to have a dream season. One day that will happen.
Yeah, I, from your mouth to
you know
the
what?
Football guys is
Thank
my
you.
Uncle.
You take care, Jeff. Thanks for the call. David Maryland, let's take your call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, David?
Hey, Rich. Love the show. Just
thanks,
happened
man.
To find it on my YouTube television app, man.
Oh, very good. Let's
hey,
rip the knob
I'm an
off.
Old-timer, man. Hey, I'm an old-timer. You know, I'm a diehard Washington football team fan. I was in the stands, Rich, for fourth and short out in the Rose Bowl. And with all the other problems that group of folks have had, I was going to ask you, did you see the E60 on Alex Smith?
Yes, and it was very moving. And the fact that he made the 53-man roster is truly something else. And he is one to root for. And by the way, go and download Peacock because soon NBCSN is going to download Peacock because by sometime in October, we're going to be a Peacock-only show. So check out that. 844-204-RICH again is the number to dial. I do want to say this about Alex Smith, and thank you for the call. I do want to say this. I do see some of the responses from our YouTube commenters every now and then. Not a fan of everything that's being said there. But one that did catch my eye responding to the Josh Rosen take, if you will, the other day when he got released. By the way, he is now on the practice squad of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which might be the best final stroke of luck that he deserves. Okay.
I wanted him with Brady just in New England.
There he is. Okay. So he's in a great spot with great people around him who know about quarterbacking in a big, bad way. From obviously the top of this flow chart to the coach to Byron Leftwich. I believe Clyde Christensen is there too. So he's got some good people. The response, though, when I called Rosen the unluckiest guy in the NFL in the last several years, somebody's like, Alex Smith has something to say. And I will amend.
Yeah.
I will amend, but he has made it back, and we couldn't be happier about that. And we'll see what he does for the Washington football team. Aqib Talib, the recent retiree, is next, and more of your phone calls in Hour 3.
Hey, it is Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, among other NFL-related podcasts, the former NFL offensive lineman, and yes, we are going to have an NFL season. It is here, thankfully. So if you want to bet on the games, it is the Even Money Podcast. If you just want to play fantasy football, Fantasy Feast Podcast, or every day your NFL fix, the aforementioned Ross Tucker Football Podcast.